Thank you for joining me on the Wise Divine Woman podcast, where I help you go from fed up to faith-fueled, helping you to become the wise divine woman that you are called to be. Today, I'm going to talk about five tips about breast pain. Now, this is something that I hear often with women, understanding the changes in their breasts as their hormones are changing, as they're aging, and always it sends a ripple or a panic about breast pain. We have such fear behind the breast issue. So today I'm going to give you five tips to help you alleviate some breast pain. Always, first and foremost, if you feel that it is a constant nagging pain, please investigate with your OB, your medical doctor, your nurse practitioner, and have them examine the breast as well. If you have excretions from the nipples, of course, please seek further medical attention. And you can always follow up with a thermography exam. You can do an ultrasound or a mammogram to test further. I myself like thermography because we get to see if there's infection, maybe it's congestion and coldness, and maybe there's a bigger reason like a tooth infection or an inflamed liver or constipation or a heart issue, even structural can cause breast pain. So, first, a breast massage. Well, you can certainly find a lymphatic massage specialist or go for a massage yourself. But you can do these things. Hop in the shower. You want to increase the flow of the blood. You want to relax your body as well. And what we're trying to do is break up any congestion and also at the same time examine the breast for any new lumps or bumps at the same time. But most importantly, you're connecting with yourself. You're connecting and breathing through the process of things. And as always, as I remind my clients, is when you're doing these exercises, please take in mind what thoughts or what emotions sort of rise during the process. And maybe that's an emotional issue that you have to address as well. So try massaging your breasts in the shower with water running over it and or in bed after a shower. And you want to move from the middle of the chest outwards. You want to sweep around the breast. You also want to pump and then also apply the hands to go outward from the areola nipple. You can apply a beautiful breast oil like Poofy Organics or like St. Francis breast oil to also assist you in helping move the lymphatic system, help reduce inflammation, and help move some congestion out of the way. Again, you're always keeping an eye on any infections. When I say from beyond, again, you're always looking at do I have an infected tooth that perhaps is draining into the lymphatic system in the breast tissue, or perhaps I have an inflamed liver causing some pain. So, again, vertebrae issues can wrap around to the front of the chest, and we always want to be aware of that as well. Second point, use the right bra. Now, if you're still using underwire bras, please ditch them if you can. But be sure that your bra is fitting you correctly, not too tight. Not too loose. You want the cup to fit nicely, and you don't want any wires digging into the side or underneath. Too tight will, of course, cut off blood circulation and or lymphatic flow. And you want to be able to have a comfortable aspect with the ability for it to be loose and comfortable, and that you're not sensitively rubbing against it. If it's an irritation, like a rash on the breast, then please be sure to check your detergent, maybe hand wash instead, and use a light clean fabric softener to do so. Now, always look for a xeno estrogen free or a toxin free laundry detergent and fabric softener if required. Another thing about the importance of breast pain is that you want to be upping your fiber. Strange, right? Dietary fiber helps us release the estrogens out of our body. And we want to, of course, reduce breast tenderness. If you increase, or if there's an increase of estrogen in the body, that can increase the breast sensitivity. As we know, our cycles change. Even if you have ebb and flow with a cycle itself, then that makes perfect sense. But for most women who are postmenopausal, again, making sure that your xenoestrogens or the estrogens that are still being produced in your body, because they never go away, is actually being clean. And the estrogens that you absorb are clean, and you want to do that. We all know, if you've listened to me before or you've seen my estrogen metabolism checklist, that the liver and colon is where the excessive or the used estrogens are actually released. So that's why it's so important for so many reasons to up your fiber. You'd be in it, it's interesting, 30 to 45 milligrams of fiber daily is important, not only to make sure you're having regular bowel movements, one or two a day, that you are helping with bloating, you're helping feed your microbiome, you are alleviating toxins in the body with so many other things as well. So I can certainly attest to that. It is very important to keep that fiber up, and it helps with so many other healthy parts of your body as well. So do some light exercise, going for a nice walk, maybe doing the vibration plate, maybe using the rebounder, maybe going for a bike ride, might be, again, a nice way to get your body moving and get your muscles moving. We know that if you sit around, aches and pains rise. So get up and move, maybe dance. The vibration plates are great as well. And, you know, it's just about breathing and helping us to move. It is also suggested that maybe doing some light dumbbell exercises can help alleviate some breast pain, especially with the muscle tissue that's in the axilla and the pec area. Some light exercises are always a great way to get you up and moving, increase your blood circulation, boost your mood, and actually help get the body and the muscle to tone better. And that may help as well. And lastly, you want to maybe reduce your fat intake. It's an interesting perspective. The majority of us get about 30% of our calories from fat. And this kind of comes and goes. If you're on a low carb, high fat, keto aspect, then again, you're just sort of monitoring yourself. Does your breast pain increase if you increase your fats? Well, then make sure they're clean fats. Or you're taking a digestive enzyme so that your liver and pancreas aren't working over time to dry and digest those fats. So I believe that, you know, we should consume healthy fats for our brain, our body, our joints, our health, honestly. And we want to ensure that it is the right amount. And if we're doing too much, then how is our body processing that? As we start to increase, perhaps you start feeling nauseous, not feeling well, getting some aches on the right-hand side. And again, that might be an indicator that your liver, your gallbladder, your pancreas are like, okay, that's enough. Then please take a digestive enzyme that, of course, has a component of betaine or a hydrochloric acid, and again, the lipase and all the different types of enzymes to help you in that process as you're trying to increase your fat, lower your carbs, and up your fresh fruits and vegetables. So I think that's amazing. And I think one other thing here too is you might want to monitor sugar while you're at it. And you'll want to monitor the amount of coffee that you're having. Many research studies do indicate that the increase of caffeine does cause cystic activity in the breast, probably with that sort of estrogen component to things. Green tea is always a good to go. It helps counteract estrogen in the body. So if you're having breast pain, I really want you to step back. Are you moving? Are you breathing? How has your diet changed? How is your stress sitting on you? Have you had grief? Are you angry? And is it something that you just need to step back? So when you do have pain, pause, reflect, and address the body. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you join me for part 2 tomorrow. Thank you.